Hello. It's December 6, 2018, 8:37 p.m. This is Nancy Sorden, Chair, and I'm calling the Pacifica National Board meeting, regular session to open session to order. Mr. Pro Tem Secretary, would you please take the roll?
Okay, Grace Aaron, KPFK.
Here.
Grace is here. Jonathan Alexander, KPFK. Can't hear you, Jonathan. Adriana Casanave, KPFT.
Adriana Casanave is here.
Adriana is here. Chris Corey, KPFA.
Present.
Chris is here. Bill Crozier from KPFT is here. Joseph Davis, KPFT.
Here in Houston.
Joseph's here. Catherine Davis, WBAI. Can't hear you, Catherine. Benito Diaz, WPFW. I think he asked for an excused absence. I don't need to mention that now. Jan Goodman, KPFK. Can't hear you, Jan. William Heerwagon, WBAI. Can't hear you, William. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA.
Here.
Sabrina is here. Dwayne Lark, KPFT. Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Laufer, WBAI.
Here.
Ken is here. Tony Leon, WPFW. Can't hear you, Tony. Afia Mwangaza, WMXP. Can't hear you, Afia. Alex Randall, WUVI. Can't hear you, Alex. Mansoor Sabah, KPFK. Can't hear you, Mansoor. Nancy Sorden, WPFW.
Here, but I'm going to be excused later.
Okay, Nancy's here for now. Alex Steinberg, WBAI.
Present.
Alex is here. Carol Travis, KPFA.
Here.
Carol is here. Tom Voorhees, KPFA.
Here.
Tom is here. Muscular Washington, WPFW. Can't hear you, Muscula. Maxie Jackson, our ED.
Max is present.
Maxie is here. John Tatum, our parliamentarian.
I'm here.
Okay, and John is here. Let me go back to people we missed. Jonathan Alexander. Can't hear you, John. Catherine Davis. Can't hear you, Catherine. Benito Diaz. Hey, Benito.
This is Muscula. I'm here.
Okay, Muscula is here. Got you. Thank you. Jan Goodman?
Here.
Okay, Jan is here. William Heerwagon?
Present.
William is here. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Tony Leon? Can't hear you, Tony. Afia Mwangaza?
I think Tony asked for an excused absence.
Yeah, I'm just kind of going through this. Okay, didn't hear Afia either. Alex Randall? Can't hear you, Alex. Mansoor Sabah? Can't hear you, Mansoor. Let me count the director's present. We have 14 directors present, so we have quorum, Madam Chair.
Okay, thanks. All right, let me go here. Oh, shoot. What did I do with my... Okay, next is excused absences. We have one from Benito Diaz and one from Tony Leon, requests for excused absences. Did anyone see requests?
So moved.
Absence. Did anyone see any requests for excused absences anywhere else? Okay, so those are the only two I saw. Okay, so I'd like a motion to excuse the absences of Benito Diaz and Tony Leon, please.
I say so moved.
Thank you, Adriana. Is there a second?
Carol will second.
Thank you. Are there any objections to excusing the absences of Benito Diaz and Tony Leon? Okay, hearing none, they are excused. Okay. Next, I'd like to ask for timekeepers. Let's see here. Mansoor usually has been doing our time recently.
This is Carol. I'll do the items. The items, not the people.
Carol, Travis will be timekeeper for the items. And then I need one for the speakers. 90 seconds with 30 seconds and 15-second warning.
This is Grace. I'll do it if no one else will.
Okay, Grace. Thank you. Grace will be the timer for the speakers. Okay. Now we are on to the election of the pro tem secretary. Do I have any nominations for the pro tem secretary?
This is Carol.
Jan Goodman, I nominate Bill Crozier.
Second.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Bill, do you accept?
Yes.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations?
Point of information, Adriana.
Yes, Adriana.
Madam Chair, I have a question. Obviously, the chair pro tem is only for the meeting, right? That is what that means.
You mean the secretary pro tem?
Yes, the secretary pro tem, I'm sorry, is for the meeting.
The secretary, let me just answer your first question and then you can ask your second one. The secretary pro tem is for the meeting up until the next meeting.
Okay. Doing the minutes is included?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Then we will have the minutes there. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any other nominations? Okay. Hearing no other nominations, Bill has accepted the nomination. Bill is automatically the pro tem chair. Thank you, Bill.
All right.
Okay. You mean the pro tem secretary.
Pro tem secretary. I'm sorry. Pro tem secretary. See why you don't want me to chair tonight? Okay, that's not much difference from other times.
Madam Chair, are we sure that we are on the stream?
Has anyone seen any emails from people saying that we're not? Let's see here. Okay, I don't see any emails of anyone saying that we're not so far.
Well, that's why I received a text saying that they cannot click to the link, but that's okay.
They can't click to the link? Okay. All right, let me give it a shot.
It's streaming now. That's okay.
It's streaming now? Oh, okay, great. Thank you for checking on that. Okay. Okay, so now we are, okay, now we are on to agenda approval. And so I heard Jan on the call. I don't know if you're ready to take over or not yet.
No, I'm not.
You're still driving?
Need another. Yeah, I am. So.
Okay.
I'm headed home. I'll be there. I don't know, 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
Adriana, Madam Chair?
Okay. Yes, Adriana, what's your question or point or why do you want to...
No, it's not a complaint, it's a question. November 26th, I sent an email to you and to the whole PNB to put in the next agenda the KPFT, the 2018 KPFT Committee of Inclusion Report. And I don't see it in the agenda. Everything come and goes on the agenda, but no.
Okay, thank you. Could you please, when we start agenda approval, could you please request that be added? I missed that. I apologize. Thanks for bringing that again. And that would go under the committee. So we'll put that. Are you ready to...
Yes.
Okay. So when we come to agenda approval, please request that be on there.
Yes. I will. Thank you.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Jan Goodman.
Bill.
All right. Thank you. All right. Are there any amendments to the agenda?
Adriana.
Okay.
Alex.
Ray. Okay. Adriana, then Alex and Grace. One second, let me get a pencil here. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, Adriana.
Yes, Madam Chair. I want to include the committee, the 2018 KPFT Committee of Inclusion Report that I sent on November 26th to the whole PMB with all the attachments.
Okay.
I want that, I don't know, you said in the committee reports, but I don't see place there.
Yeah.
I want that to be, put in the committee reports, the first thing in the committee reports, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
I should have put other committees, I should have put that on there, or task forces. I apologize, I completely missed that. Thank you. So Adriana has a motion to add the report from the Committee of Inclusion from KPFT to the agenda underneath committee reports, item A. Is there a second?
You mean item H? That would be the next.
It would be item G, and then G would be become H.
Okay. No, Madam Chair,
Committee of Inclusion should go alphabetical. So I think it should go as item D, and everything else should move down. Okay. What was that, Adriana?
Yes, I was trying to say that before all the other committees, obviously, I said a long time ago, but yeah, that's okay. Like D, that's fine.
Okay.
Will be C, because will be administrative committee, audit committee, and then will be C, will be the committee of inclusion.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
This is Bill.
Yes, Bill.
I'll just point out, this is a committee of KPFT. It's not a national committee, so I would think we'd do the national committees first, but I guess we can vote on however she made the motion.
We don't have a national committee. Do we?
I'm saying that the COI of KPFT is a KPFT committee.
Right.
And it would seem like it more logical for it to follow all the national committee reports.
Yes. Okay. Yes, Adriana?
Yes, it's a committee of the PMB. If you look at the bylaws, the committee of inclusion are committees of the PMB. It's not the committee of KPFT. The committee of inclusion is the committee of the PMB. It's expressly in the bylaws say expressly that it's a PMB committee.
Carol.
Oh, okay, right. So there's five different PMB committees of inclusion.
Carol for the stack.
Obviously, no one of them working.
Is that what you're saying, Adriana?
Exactly. The only one working, obviously, is the KPFT.
Okay. All right. That's all I needed to know. Thanks.
Carol for the stack.
Carol, go ahead.
I was on the stack.
Sounds to me. Okay. Am I going?
We're still in this motion to add this committee to the agenda.
I'm sorry. Yes.
I was speaking on that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say that it is, even if there is a national committee, it sounds like it's a report about KPFT, however, so it's not a committee report that's about the national Pacifica. It's about one of the stations. So to me, it still belongs beneath the national committee reports.
Well, if it is a PNB committee, then it belongs with the rest of the PNB committees. So, I remember something weird about that with the Committee of Inclusion. It's a committee of the PNB, but it's composed of members of the individual stations. So,
Madam Chair, may I say the word?
Do you have the bylaw?
Article 8, other committees of the Board of Directors, Section 4, Committees of Inclusion. In addition, there shall be established in each of the foundation radio station areas standing committees of the Board to monitor the underrepresentation of communities in their respective radio station areas.
Yeah. So it sounds to me like
the committee
of the PNB. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So Jan Goodman.
Yeah.
May I be on the stack?
You want to address this? Yes.
Yes. Well, it says of the board in their respective regions. So to me, that sounds like it's the local station board and their respective regions, because the PNB doesn't have respective regions. But I would like to know,
Madam Chair,
how many report is going to be. So we, you know, if it's 5 minutes, like this, let's just add it on.
Right. I don't think it matters. Okay. We just need to. I believe it is a committee of the PNB. I think we should just say that, operate from that standpoint tonight, and we can sort it out later, okay? Because we're taking way too much time going back and forth on this, so I'd like to keep it as one of the committee.
I agree. How many minutes are we wanting to allocate to this?
Each committee is 15 minutes
for the report.
Five minutes for each committee report is what I have.
There's
a lot of committees.
Do we have in writing the committees of the other reports, Madam Chair? It's a request of information, because I don't see any writing.
Some people are going to give theirs orally. So, okay. So what I do when I get to that point in the agenda is I ask each committee if they have a report, and they get 5 minutes. And then this is how I've been doing it. If they have a written report to go with it, that's great. If they don't, they don't. Some people don't even have to take the full 5 minutes. And some people have reports and some people don't. So we're trying to get it a little more formalized. I'm trying to get it a little more formalized now, so we can hear from more of the committees on a regular basis. Okay, so is there any objection to adding the Committee of Inclusion from the KPFT station to the agenda as item 8C? Okay, hearing no objections, that item is added to the agenda. Alex, you were next.
I think it's 7C, by the way.
Yes, I have a motion I'd like to add right after agenda approval. Actually, it logically should follow a motion that Grace is going to present on the election timeline. So I'd like you to follow that one. And my motion is about the timeline for the nomination and election of directors for the 2019 PNB. So I'd like to add that after agenda approval, but if Grace's amendment is approved, I'd like to have it after hers. Thank you.
And let me ask you, Alex, would this change our current plans to interview the affiliate director candidates tonight? Vote on the method of voting for them next, you know, after December 14th?
Well, what we've done in the past when we have an interview scheduled, something is this, wherever we are at the time that the interview is due, we simply interrupt that and go to that point on the agenda. So I don't think it should be a problem. And then we come back to that point after we finish the dealing with the affiliates.
Okay. So that would also affect some other times.
I'm only asking for 10 minutes for this item. Even 5 minutes would probably be sufficient.
Okay. You have a second?
Second.
Jan Goodman, second.
Okay. Is there any objection?
Point of information, Madam Chair, to see if I need to object or not.
Yes, what's your question, Adriana?
It's a new motion. When that was sent to us, and my God, when that motion was sent to the PNB?
It was sent, I don't know what, in the last half hour, hour? Time was it sent?
It was sent a little after 8, but before the meeting started. I don't remember exactly what time.
Let's see. It's something that you know.
8:16 p.m. Eastern.
8:16 p.m. Eastern. Okay. I mean, 14 minutes before the starting of the meeting, or 10 minutes. Okay. My question is this motion modifying the some bylaws? Because if not, obviously 10 minutes will be not enough.
That's a hard one to answer. I think that discussion should wait until the motion comes up.
Well, can you tell me, is your motion modifying something that is in the bylaws? That is my
question. We are out of compliance with the bylaws currently. My motion is trying. My motion is attempting to fix our being out of compliance with the bylaws as best as we can.
Okay. All right. So, is there any hearing that? Is there any objections to having this on the agenda? Okay, hearing no objections, Alex's motion to amend the agenda to add the motion on that was sent at 8:16 what's the subject of your motion for the agenda?
Hello?
Alex?
Mansoor is here.
Hey, Mansoor.
The subject is the nomination and election of directors for 2019.
I got you, Mansoor.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Of directors, not affiliate directors? Well, I thought I saw something about affiliate.
Yeah, obviously, because the affiliate director's nomination of directors has its own special rules. My motion deals with the non-affiliate directors, correct?
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. So did you catch that, Bill, for the agenda?
Yeah, right after agenda approval? Was that when it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Randall here.
Hey, Alex. Grace, you're next.
Gotcha, Alex.
Yes, I'd like to place a 5-minute agenda item right before Alex's motion. What I say is, this is not the motion, it's a preamble. In order to avoid unnecessary discussion about the propriety of the PNB approving a delegate selection timeline, but still letting the NES and others know that we are not opposed to it, please add this agenda item. And as I say, I would like it to be the first thing after agenda approval. And the motion is, the PNB is in accord with the new LSB delegate selections timeline put forward by the NES, and appreciates her flexibility and good judgment in the face of difficult circumstances.
Okay, and so you want yours to be before Alex's that we just put on.
Yeah.
All right, so that would become the new item 3.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
The timekeeper, by the way. I've just noticed that we're past the time. I forgot I was doing it.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry to interrupt, but people are texting me that we are not, they cannot, like,
not on the screen?
The link is not coming up.
Oh, okay. Hey, Otis, do you want to check the link? Or was it just kind of intermittent or something? Keep going. I'll text Otis and tell him that. I don't think he's... I think he stepped away or something from the phone. Is there a second to Grace's amendment to the agenda?
Mansoor, second.
Okay. Is there any objection? Okay. Hearing no objection. Grace, what's the title of your item for the agenda?
Delegates elections timeline.
Okay. Please add that to the agenda right after agenda approval, before Alex's motion agenda.
Madam Chair, I have a request for information from the parliamentarian.
Yes, Adriana.
Yes, Madam Chair. What I heard about the motion that just Gracious read, I believe that this cannot happen if we don't rescind what you, with this PNB illegally approved the other day with only majority, 2/3 that the lawyer is telling us that we need. We need to rescind that before? Or how this works? I mean, I don't understand. I need an explanation from the parliamentarian how this works. Thank you.
I don't really know what the motion is going to be, but as you say, there is already a timeline in place. So I'm wondering whether this new information is going to change something that's already in place or amend something that's already in place or rescind something that's already in place. And, of course, we all know that in order to do that, you got without notice, you're going to have a majority of the entire board in order for it to approve, which is the vote that would be necessary. Does that answer your question?
I'm sorry, Mr. Tatum, let me see if I understood. According to our lawyer, the timeline only can be changed with the two-third vote of the whole body. Whatever it is, we need the two-thirds of the whole PMB, according to the bylaws.
Carol, for the staff.
That's what the lawyer thought. Thank you.
One point of order. I'd like to say.
What's your point of order, Bill?
You already asked for objections, and there were no objections, so I think this should be taken up when we get to that item.
This was a question that she's asked.
Well, we're past time for agenda approval.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay.
May I have my answer from the parliamentarian?
No, we'll do this when we get to that item on the agenda. I think we need to move on agenda. We need to approve the agenda. Is there any...
Madam Chair, I'm sorry, but Robert Rule of Order says that the request from the parliamentarian interrupt doesn't need permission. And interrupt even whatever is on the floor. I can tell you the page, and we can go and check there. I think that we cannot keep railroading. Okay?
Okay. Mr. Parliamentarian, would you please answer Adriana, and then we're going to go to agenda approval.
Okay, one final statement, Madam Chair, and that is a majority of the entire board is different from a two-thirds vote. So, and sometimes a two-thirds vote is a higher requirement, and sometimes a majority of the entire board is higher. So, in the case today, a majority of the entire board would be the highest vote for that type of motion. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Against the bylaws?
Okay, we've answered your question. We're now going to agenda approval. We're out of time on agenda approval. Do I have, is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay, Bill, take the vote, please.
Okay, hold on just a second. Let me get the right sheet of paper here. Okay, this is to approve the agenda. Grace? Erin?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander? Tim's not here. Adriana?
I'm here.
Oh, Jane? Okay. You're here. Okay, yeah. I'll mark you present. Thank you, Jonathan. And yes, Adriana Casanave?
No.
Adriana votes no. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis?
I vote no.
Joseph votes no. Catherine Davis? I don't know if she's on the call. Benito Diaz? Assume he's not on the call. Jan Goodman? Are you there, Jan? Can't hear
yes.
you.
Yes.
Okay, Jan votes yes. William Hirwagon?
No.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark? Assume he's not on the call. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
And votes yes. Tony Leon is excused. Afia Wangaza. Andrea Afia. Alex Randall.
Yeah.
Alex is here. Okay. And votes yes. Mansoor Sabah.
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis.
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Von Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscula Washington?
No.
Muscula votes no. Going back, I didn't hear from Catherine Davis or Benito Diaz or Dwayne Lark or Tony Leon or Afia Wangaza. Any of you there? Okay, we have 12 yes and 4 no's. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
Okay, 12 yes, 4 no's, 1 abstention.
Okay, the agenda as amended has been approved. Dan, are you ready to take over?
I'm very close to being ready. Give me another 3 minutes and I'll be ready. Haven't quite gotten my computer yet. I'll be there.
Okay. All right. Okay. So the next item is Grace's motion, right?
Yes.
Okay. Grace, why don't you go ahead and present your motion and motivate, please.
In order to avoid unneeded discussion about the propriety of the PNB approving a delegate selection timeline, but still letting the NS and others know that we are not opposed to it, please add the following motion. This is the motion. The PNB is in
Corey
accord.
May speak longer.
Pardon me?
You're a little bit. We can't. Yeah, let me see what you're going to do.
Here we go. Put my volume louder. The PNB is in accord with the new LSB delegate selections timeline put forward by the NES and appreciates her flexibility and good judgment in the face of difficult circumstances. As I mentioned in the preamble, I did not use the word approval. That shows that we acknowledge the NES's right to conduct the election, but yet we can't possibly expect her to go with the old timeline because the dates have already passed. So this is just to say we're in accord with what she's doing. We approve of what she's doing rather than approve the timeline. It's a fine distinction, but I think it still gives her the authority to acknowledges her authority to do it without necessarily having to have the PNB approve it.
Okay. Point of privilege, Madam Chair. What's your point of privilege? Adriana?
Madam Chair, the only reason that the PNB can get by with teleconference like we are doing for meetings is because we are a stream and the members can hear us. That is not happening. Okay? I keep receiving, texts from people telling me that they cannot listen to our meeting. This is not acceptable.
Madam Chair,
this is not acceptable, Madam Chair. It's the only reason that we can get by with the CPD, the open meetings, because the meeting is open. People can listen and can write to us. This is a violation, and we need to be sure that what is the reason why people cannot hear this open meeting of the PMB.
Madam Chair, Mansoor is here. To add to that.
But 1 second. Okay. I think we have a recording, and we've had glitches in the past where something's happened to the stream, and we've gone on and posted the recording to make up. And this is going to be inherently part of the problem with the having the telephonic meeting. So.
Somebody needs to mute their phone.
It's not an open meeting, Madam Chair.
Needs to mute their phone, please.
Madam Chair, this is Jonathan.
Hey, Jonathan.
Mansoor was ahead of Jonathan, but that's fine.
So I'm going to rule that it's okay for us to go on. Keep going. Because we're being recorded.
Mansoor would like to be on
Madam Chair.
Okay, there's a challenge to the ruling of the chair.
Mansoor would like to make a comment regarding the same issue, please.
Okay, you can get on the stack. Wait a minute, you can get on the stack. Hang on. Okay. All right, so I just motivated my ruling. And was there anyone that would like to say something for or against it? I'll take two for, two against. Two
Mansoor
against.
Was,
yes, Madam Chair.
Mansoor, four. Mansoor is four.
Four.
Okay, go ahead, Mansoor.
All right, thank you. So we're getting emails on the PNB listserv that the streaming is fine and people are hearing us. So whatever you have heard, according to my emails that I'm receiving, the stream is going well. Thank you.
I have heard, I've seen two emails that say the streaming is working fine. The last one was at 9:16. Okay. All right, so I think this is a moot point. We're not going to vote on it. We're just going to move on. Okay, so we're back at Grace motivating her motion.
Madam Chair?
We're back at Grace motivating her motion.
Did you hear what I'm trying to say, Madam Chair?
Do you have a point of order?
Madam Chair, it's the same point. I received the screenshot that said that this connection is not private. The website might be impersonating 6minutes.com to steal your personal or financial information. You should go back to the previous page. That is what people get when they try to click on the link that we always use. That is what is going on, and that's why I'm saying that it's another problem here, Madam Chair. I have the screenshot. I can send it to the whole PME.
Oh, please do. Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Jonathan. May I speak?
Yes.
Madam Chair, I'm sure you, like all members of this board, realize we are a 22-member board, and with extreme rarity, has there ever been more than 22 people listening on the live stream? And, of course, we have the data to back this up from Otis, but I'm receiving the same emails that Mansoor is receiving. I don't think there's actually a problem with the live stream, but if perhaps someone on the board can correct me, have we ever had more than 22 people listening to the stream? Come on. I remember the day when we reached 22, and I remember the circumstances. And since then or before then, I don't believe we've ever had as many people on the board listening, much like our local board meetings. Thank you.
Right.
Bill, may I clarify too?
So, Otis, are you still there?
I can send him a text.
Yeah, Otis is still here. Otis is still
here. Hi, Otis.
And Otis is working on the problem. Thank you.
Oh, great. Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, I just clicked on the link to the live stream, and nothing is happening for me. So I don't know why that is. So some people that are already on are okay, but the others can't get on at the moment. So Otis is working on it. So we're going to go forward. Okay, go ahead now, Grace.
I just think it would be good to acknowledge the good work that the NES is doing. She made a good compromise, and that's about it. I think that she has shown good judgment in the new timeline, as the one that the board originally approved is unworkable. And this is a better timeline. I think we should acknowledge that.
All right. Okay.
Indiana for the stack.
Nancy Maxie.
Okay. So, all right. I just saw Wandrin's message. I got to check. So I'll take 2-4, 2 against.
Adriana.
Motion. Adriana. On the stack? Okay, go ahead, Adriana.
Okay, Madam Chair, I don't know what the discussions are. The only thing that I know that Article 4 delegates Section 5 election time frame said that the time frame can be changed by 2/3 votes of the total number of directors. That is what that said, the whole body. That is what I said, is what is said, the bylaw says, and we have our lawyer, our attorney, all of you know because you saw his email, saying that we need that 2/3. Please, please do not keep violating the bylaws.
Carol for the stack.
Thank you. Carol for, okay.
Yeah. The wording of the motion is such that it's supporting the right of the NES to do what is required given the movement of the calendar. And so it's not us changing, but life, and we're supporting her wisdom. That's all.
Thank you. Okay. Another one against?
Madam Chair, this is Jan Goodman, the Vice Chair, and I'm
yes.
going to
okay.
take over.
Okay, great. Sure. We are in the middle of Grace's motion. And I don't have any other against stepping up to speak against the motion. And
if nobody is, I can speak again.
Okay, go ahead.
Wait a minute. Okay, go ahead.
I think time's up also.
I'll finish. Yeah, it was a 5-minute item. Yeah.
But I don't.
We did get interrupted by a point of order. So go ahead, Adriana. You have 90 seconds.
Yes, Madam Chair. It's very clear. It doesn't matter what. How can you can address this? The reality is that this PMB approved with less than even the majority of the board, simply majority, the timeline for the time frame for the election before, and this is a modification of that. And clearly, the bylaw said that we need 2/3. Even our lawyer told us that. We can't keep looking to the side and trying to modify the bylaw with simple majority, but that is not legal. This could be challenged. This is a liability for the foundation, and our lawyer told us exactly that. All of us have it. We cannot keep acting like it's an invention of, what, somebody else. Our lawyer told us the liability that this means. That's why any changes need to be a 2/3 vote of the whole PMB. Thank you.
30 seconds. Okay.
Thank you.
Would you like me to take over now?
Sure. Then let the parliamentarian go, and then Jan will take over from here.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. The motion on the floor is not for the PMB to change the timeline one more time, which would take a 2/3 vote. But what's on the floor now is to give authority to a non-board member to do whatever is necessary to adhere as best as possible to the timeline that's already approved. So in conclusion, I don't think that the board is changing the timeline with this motion. So that's why it doesn't need a 2/3 vote.
No, that's too wow.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum.
Point of order.
Who is that asking for a point
this
of order?
This is Alex Steinberg.
Okay, Mr. Steinberg, yes.
Okay, I agree with what the parliamentarian just said. However, I just want to correct a misconception that it says in our bylaws that we need a two-thirds vote to change the timeline. That section of the bylaws is only applicable if the board acts in the year preceding the election. And I tried to correct Ford Green on that, and I have not received an answer, but I believe that is exactly what our bylaws say. So there is no set and fast rule for a
time for this.
Mr. Steinberg, I'm just ruling that out of order because it's irrelevant to this particular.
Well, it was brought up in a discussion and also by the parliamentarian.
I understand, but I'm just saying
it's
really irrelevant, and we're just going to go to a vote at this time. Our time is up. We're going to go to a vote. Mr. Secretary, would you please take the roll?
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
John votes yes. Adriana Casanave?
Absolutely no.
Adriana votes no. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis?
Oh, no.
Joseph votes no. Catherine Davis and Benito Diaz, I don't think they're on the call. Jan Gooden? Oh, I'll get back to you, Jan. William Heerwagen?
No.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs? Can't hear you, Sabrina. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Okay, Sabrina votes yes. Okay. Dwayne Lark, I assume he's not on the call. Ken Laufer? Can't hear you, Ken. Tony Leon, Fio Bongaza, either of you on the call? I assume not. Alex Randall?
Yes.
Alex Randall votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Nancy Sorden? If you're there. Can't hear you, Nancy. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscular Washington?
No.
Muscular votes no. Going back, see, I didn't hear from Catherine Davis or Benito Diaz or Dwayne Lark or Ken Laufer or Tony Leon or Fio Ngaza. Or any of you on the call? Okay, can't hear from you.
Secretary?
Yes, Mansoor?
Benito Diaz has asked to be excused absent from the meeting.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Thank you. Let me count.
Do we have the vote for Ms.
Sorbin? She didn't answer. Are you on the call, Nancy? Can't hear you, Nancy. I assume she left the call. And we have four no's, zero abstentions. Chair, Jan, do you wish to vote?
I'm sorry, what was the vote again?
10 yes and 4 no.
Chair I'll vote yes.
Okay, so it's 11 yes and 4 no.
And Mr. Secretary, Nancy Sorden has left the meeting. She's already said that she was going to leave once Vice Chair takes over.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure when. Thank you.
Can do that.
Okay, so that motion passes because it is not amending any other motion. And it is not setting a time. It's just it's really what I would call an honorific. It is just...
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, Ms. Cazenave.
What is your explanation? You only can see what you believe that passed or not, right? What are you explaining?
I said that this motion does not change a timeline. It doesn't do anything. It is just, you know, it is what I would call an honorific. In other words, it is a pat on the back to the
NES.
But it does not change anything.
Point of order, please.
My ruling that Mansoor,
point of order, please.
Yes, Mr. Sabah.
Thank you. We already took a vote on this. It passed. Please, let's just move on. There's no need for explanation. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. So,
Steinberg.
Mr. Steinberg?
And it's 2 minutes till approximately 2 minutes till we're supposed to start interviewing the affiliate candidates.
You told
them between 6:30 and 6:40, I believe, and so actually we should probably go to them right now.
Easter, I'm sorry. You're talking about Eastern time. Can we just speak in one time zone that is the one that the PMB speaks? That is Eastern time, please. If not, it's so confusing. Thank you.
Great. So it is It is past 9:30. And I'm sorry. I don't know how they're calling in or on or what we have to do to get them patched into this.
I will call them in.
Okay.
I won't be able to take notes for a short time while I'm connecting them. But
okay. So we have three people who we are interviewing, and all of there was a link sent to everyone to with their information on it. We are not going to be voting for them today. But we are going to be interviewing them today because that has already been set up. And I think
I have
that
a question.
I will. Yes.
Are they going to make a presentation to open each of them, or not really, or we don't know, or what? Are we going to do them one at a time? Or
I think, yes, we're going to do them one at a time. And there was some email going back and forth talking about what exactly we were going to do with them.
Can we clarify?
Yes, could you please, Mr. Secretary?
Okay, because I emailed with Nancy and Jan about this, and so we're going to do 20 minutes maximum for each one, and I set up the call, the times for the calls with them, I told them they could speak for 5 to 10 minutes and tell about why they felt they should be elected to as an affiliate representative to the PNB, and then there would be some time for Q&A. But I'm not sure what the format's going to be for Q&A. I don't know if you want
to
say anything about that first before we get started.
Yes, Mr. Jackson.
Yeah. Wandrin was asked to call in at 9:00 Eastern Standard Time. She is now on the call, but it seems like we're probably at least 30 minutes away from getting to her. Can she be excused and asked to call in, let's say 10:00, 10:15 or something?
Can the time is 60 minutes for the affiliate stuff, so between a half an hour and an hour, I would say, as the timekeeper.
No, I would say an hour, because it's 20 minutes times 3 is 60.
Yeah. Okay.
So, if it's okay with her, I would like to have it be at, we're now at what, 9:45?
9:36 p.m.
So at about 10:45.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll send her a text, but I think she could probably hear you on her own. And that's 7:45 Pacific time, wandering.
Yeah.
Okay.
About an hour and 8 minutes from now.
Okay. Now, with regard to the affiliate directors, I think that I will ask them to first tell us a little bit about themselves and their radio background, and then why they should be elected, so that we get a better feel for them. Okay. Do we have somebody on the line yet?
Yeah, no, I'm just waiting. So they made a call. The first one is going to be Daramonifa Cooper from WUVI in the Virgin Islands. So I'll call her. Stand by.
Madam Chair, may I make a suggestion? This is John Tatum.
Yes.
I was thinking about a roll call question and answer period where people can speak or pass and come around a second time, et cetera. A roll call question and answer period.
That might work. And then, so some people will ask questions of person number one, some people will ask questions of person number two. Sounds reasonable to me. Is there any opposition to that? Okay, so why don't we do that? We'll just go.
They're going to be, just a question. The candidates are going to be on one at a time. They're not going to all be on at the same time, are they?
Right. They're going to be on one at a time. So, you know, for instance, Grace Aaron will be speaking to the first one, but she probably won't be speaking to the second one, that each of us will just have a certain, you know, we'll get to ask a question, and then, you know, and then it's just going to go all the way around. So some people will be asking questions of the first one, some of the second, some of the third. And then, you know, and then they'll be, maybe we'll have time for a second round or part of a second round. And I would ask, since these are supposed to be questions, that the question be limited to 30 seconds max.
Yeah, 20 minutes total. I want to go ahead and call.
I'm just saying this
first person.
I'm saying that the question that the person who is going to ask the question, limited to 30 seconds at the most. It should be a 15 seconds or less, but I'm pushing it. But the first question that everybody is going to be asked is, tell us about yourself, your background, especially relating to radio and Pacifica, and why you should be elected. And I'm going to ask them to, you know, for about, you know, 5 to 7 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes at the most, and I'll tell them, and then after that, there'll be questions and answers.
Okay, just tell me when to place the call. I'm ready.
Yes. Please place it. I've been waiting.
Okay, and remember, we have 20 minutes max for each. Yeah, sorry. Okay. Yes. And if you mute me, you're going to mute this person. I will mute my own mic because they'll be connected through my connection.
The first one you're doing?
Daramonifa Cooper. Cooper.
Thank you.
Actually, I've got a problem. I'm trying to call through Skype, and it says I can't. Wait a minute. Let me see. Hold on. Let me try again.
Madam Chair, people can also pass. This is John Tatum speaking, if they don't have a question ready.
Yes, of course.